This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says next year he's going to propose a higher education budget that's, quote, substantially higher than it's been in recent years. Marshall Griffin reports.
Nixon made that promise Monday to a group of higher education officials meeting in Jefferson City, though he won't say yet how high his proposed budget hike will be. He also suggested that his higher proposal could be rendered moot if this year's failed income tax cut bill is revived next year.
But today, the misguided economic theories on which House Bill 253 was based are still being touted. Its supporters remain in the House and Senate, and its financial backers have millions more to spend.
Nixon also told the audience that he hopes to fully fund the K-12 funding formula before he leaves office in January of 2017. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The leaders of the Episcopal cathedrals in Boston and St. Louis are using the World Series matchup between the Red Sox and the Cardinals to combat prostitution and sex trafficking in the United States. Rachel Lippman reports.
Christ Church Cathedral in St. Louis and St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in Boston will collect donations online until the start of Game 1 on Wednesday. The money in the pot will go to a nonprofit in the winning city that helps victims of sex trafficking. The dean of Christ Church, Mike Kinman, says it would be nice to win the money, but he says it's just as important to make people more aware of the problem.
Any time that we can start to put a human face on prostitution, on sex trafficking, and let people know that these are not women who have chosen a lifestyle, but women who, because of their histories of abuse, are really trapped in a system.
Kinman says St. Louis is in the top 10 cities for human trafficking. I'm Rachel Lippman.
An official with the Missouri Department of Social Services briefed a House Interim Committee Monday on Governor Jay Nixon's proposed rule change to cut able-bodied adults without children from the food stamp program if they don't have a job. Allison Campbell with the department's Family Support Division says they initially sought to implement the change on October 1st via emergency rule, but she admits that approach was a mistake.
What that doesn't do is allow time for people to give public comment and consideration into that rulemaking process. So we withdrew the emergency rule that we had filed.
Campbell says they've now filed a regular rule change proposal that will be made public on November 1st and will allow for public comment. She also says the move is an effort to, quote, get back to the spirit of the law by encouraging able-bodied food stamp recipients to find work. The proposal would exempt some Missouri counties where unemployment rates are at 10% or higher. Officials in a northwest Missouri county whose prosecutor is under fire for his handling of a teen sexual assault case are planning to close county offices today because of a planned rally related to the case. Nottoway County Sheriff Darren White anticipates up to 2,000 people will show up for a protest organized by at least two activist groups on behalf of a girl who says she was sexually assaulted. Daisy Coleman says she was 14 in January 2012 when a 17-year-old Maryville boy gave her alcohol and had sex with her when she was incapacitated. Felony charges against the boy and a second 17-year-old were dropped months later. The case attracted national attention when Coleman and her mother went public, saying Nottoway County Prosecutor Robert Rice didn't do enough before dropping charges against the boys they said were involved. A Nottoway County judge appointed a special prosecutor yesterday to reinvestigate the case. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker eventually will decide whether there's enough evidence to refile charges in the case. Former Columbia City Councilwoman Almeda Creighton passed away at Boone Hospital yesterday morning after being admitted October 8th with heart trouble. KBIA's George Varney reports many community members say they'll remember her fondly.
What you're hearing in the background here, I'm putting up a veterans flag. Veterans, don't forget to vote.
Almeda Creighton's longtime friend Curtis Soule is drilling flags into the side of a bus. Soule and Creighton were supposed to ride this bus together at the homecoming parade October 26th. Soule says veterans' welfare was important to Creighton.
Almeda's pride and joy to make sure that she would feed the veterans on Veterans Day. Same thing on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving meant Creighton would be out on the street serving food as part of the Everybody Eats program. She started it about 15 years ago. Former Columbia Mayor Darwin Hindman served on the city council with Creighton and contributed to the program even after both of them left office.
She, with her heart of gold, was bound and determined to do everything she could to see to it that people at least got a decent Thanksgiving dinner.
In addition to Creighton's charity, Hindman says he remembers how they would laugh when he would sometimes pick her up and drive the unlicensed Creighton to and from council meetings.
She could laugh. It was always fun to be around. I remember some of the things I used to try and tease her about getting out and walking. Well, I need to get out and walk. And she would laugh and carry on. but she rarely did.
Soul also remembers the joyful side of Creighton. He says he uses those memories to keep going with the parade.
She would tell me to walk around with tears in my eyes, which is hard to hold back, and moan her and be dead. She said, come on, boy, fire this thing up. That's what she would say to me. Come on now, let's get them dancing.
Creighton was 53 years old. Services have not been scheduled yet. George Varney, KBIA News.
Lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle agree that Missouri's state hospital for the most severely ill and dangerous mental health patients is in dire need of repair, but it remains unclear just how to come up with the more than $200 million needed to replace the crumbling Fulton State Hospital. The facility is Missouri's only maximum security psychiatric hospital. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some of the buildings on the 95-acre site are completely abandoned. Others are in such bad shape they raise safety concerns for patients and staff. A $400 million expansion announced by Monsanto in April is starting in earnest with a ceremonial groundbreaking at the Chesterfield Research Center site. The agricultural products company says it expects to bring 675 new jobs to the region over the next 3 years. Governor Jay Nixon was scheduled to join Monsanto officials at the ceremony today, just as he did when the company first unveiled the project at an international biotechnology conference in Chicago. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has said Monsanto can expect to receive more than $30 million in state tax incentives if it creates the expected number of new jobs. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.